Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Bonjour, mein Freund. That was French and German together. Basically, when you're walking around Las Vegas, which is where we are right now, how cool is that for Double or Nothing week? You have like different hotels. One is Paris. Is there a German one, Phil? There's not a German one, is there? There should be a Berlin. Phil and I are going to make the Berlin. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about today. My knowledge of Las Vegas is not very good. We are going to turn our attentions back to Double or Nothing, the pay-per-view that happened yesterday, as I'm talking to you. Let's start with the good stuff, right? You can check it out on What Culture right now. We've got the video. It's called What Happened After Double or Nothing. Because Kenny Omega decided, even though he lost the match after Wheeler Yuta had pinned him with the seatbelt, whatever the hell we're calling it, he's like, man, I'm having a bad time. I got knocked out, but the doctor has told me that we lost, and I took the 1-2-3. I haven't got any friends anymore, because of course his last friend, Takeshita, teamed up with his other last friend, Don Callis, and they screwdrivered him right in the face. Now, I don't want to be that guy, but don't screwdriver somebody in the face in real life. You'll absolutely get arrested. You shouldn't be doing this kind of a thing. But Kenny Omega was downbeat. Kenny Omega was sad. Dare I say it, Kenny Omega was depressed. Now, this obviously happened away from the cameras, but they want us to talk about this. They want us to drum up fun and exciting times, so I guess it's what we're doing right now. He said, don't worry, I still have a couple of buddies that may be able to come in. Now, it doesn't take a genius to try and figure out who these two people are, so we're going to go through them. The first of which, of course, is Kota Ibushi. Now, Kota Ibushi has been out of wrestling for a long-ass time. He had a shoulder injury. At one point, it sounded like it was going to have to take him out of wrestling entirely, which is very worrying because that man is so crazy and so good and so nuts, he needs to have a proper send-off. And throughout his career, he's only actually ever signed one proper deal. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments. And that was with New Japan, his last deal. But obviously, that's expired. He had a bit of a falling out. And he is a free agent again. Now, it certainly sounds like he's going to work with New Japan. Certainly sounds like he wants to do some indies. He did Bloodsport, obviously. I think he did Bloodsport. At least he was intending to do Bloodsport. I didn't get around to seeing that match. And he keeps mentioning in interviews, of course I want to do AEW. Of course, when the time is right, I want to do All Elite Wrestling. My best friend in there, which is Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega may as well have said that Ibushi is coming to AEW. And I think this is so damn exciting because for years, they have always talked about Kenny Omega and Ibushi, about finishing their Golden Lovers story somewhere. Now, that was the one last match. And originally, they said they wanted to do it at a big venue. It was going to happen at that Madison Square Garden show. Allegedly, it didn't happen. If we now look forward, we do have a big Wembley show coming up. We do have a Forbidden Short Door show before the Wembley show. Now, I don't know if you pull the trigger that quickly, but if nothing else, having the Golden Lovers arrive in AEW to try and take out the Blackpool Combat Club, go on the internet, read about what these two have done over their career. And if you don't buy it emotionally, this story is just never going to work for you, which is totally fine. It is professional wrestling. But Kota Ibushi is the type of guy, I admit that he's a niche star. I'm not pretending he's The Rock or a Roman Reigns or a John Cena or anything like that. But he will get people interested. He will get people tuning in. Don't forget, Forbidden Door 2022 did crazy pay-per-view buys after everybody poo-pooed on it because people love this crossover. So if for the first time, I think the last time we saw Kota Ibushi must have been when he was in the Cruiserweight Classic tournament in NXT. I mean, maybe he had a few other appearances in Ring of Honor or whatever, but I don't remember them. I've totally forgotten them. As we know, if I don't remember them, they basically never happened. But it gets even better than that because he said two people. So do you know who the other person is probably going to be? Flippin' Okada. I'm not going to just repeat everything I just said, right? We all know about the Omega Okada series. We all get mad at Dave Meltzer for giving it like 11.25 stars in the Tokyo Dome. But they have actually been teasing this. At one New Japan show, and you have to forgive me, I don't remember which one it was, Okada started doing Kenny Omega moves. And then they started tweeting about this, with Omega going, well, you know, while he's doing that, I don't really want to fight him right now. Maybe I'd rather be his partner. That was way before Double or Nothing. That is what that guy said. So we're just teasing. We are just planting those seeds. But I'm going to get this wrong too. There is a New Japan show coming up where John Moxley is going back to New Japan. He has taken on Okada in some kind of triple six-man tag. And do you know who is going along with him now? It's Claudio Castagnoli. Do you know who John Moxley and Claudio Castagnoli are when they're together? They're the Blackpool Combat Club. So it is not going to surprise me if during that match, all of a sudden, Omega pops up because they're beating the hell out of Okada. So what this could actually mean, this is, ties into the title of this video, is probably at Forbidden Door, which makes the most sense because that's in June. So it's just around the corner. There's so many different facets that it could be. But I'm feeling in my tum-tum that it could be Okada, Kota Ibushi, and Kenny Omega probably taking on John Moxley, Claudio Castagnoli, and Wheeler Yuta. Because who got the pin last night? We've already talked about it. It was Wheeler Yuta on Kenny Omega. So now he has to get his revenge. And that's even more smart because it means Bryan Danielson is free, ideally, to take on Zack Sabre Jr., which was meant to happen at last year's Forbidden Door, but we weren't able to do it. Now, you may be screaming, but Simon, I want to see Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay at Forbidden Door 2023. Well, once again, it all slips in like a sock, my buddies. We've got the Wembley show. And at the Wembley show, Will Ospreay, I can't imagine he's not going to be on it. He's a superstar within his own right, within the world of wrestling. But obviously, he is from the United Kingdom. He is from Essex. If you want to say that right now he is England's greatest import when it comes to pro wrestling, I think you'd be hard-pushed to argue it. So if you do want to do round two between Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay in front of, you know, allegedly, Will Ospreay's home crowd, you can do it there, man. In front of, what, 70,000 people going crazy? Do you remember what they did at the Tokyo Dome for Wrestle Kingdom back in January? We all thought they were going to die. They'll times that by 72. And you have to have the rubber match because you presume Ospreay wins that in front of, like you say, the UK fans. And then maybe we go to Wrestle Kingdom next year. And obviously, if Ospreay does win, he becomes the US champion again. I can't even remember. It doesn't even matter. The point is this. We are putting these chess pieces in place. And at a time when AEW is trying to generate buzz, that's why CM Punk is coming back. That's why we're launching AEW Collision. That's why all of a sudden, you know, we're going to start featuring more members of the roster we haven't seen for a while to try and create top-tier talent. But if you are doing that, and you are bringing people in from other companies that we know works, especially with the name value of Okada, who many people say is the best wrestler of this generation, is also one of Kenny Omega's greatest foes, but you're also bringing in his best buddy and his golden lover, who also, I mean, the thing with Ibushi is he is one of the best wrestlers of his generation, but he's so damn nuts and he's so damn potty, it kind of scares me. Do you remember, I think he was taken on Naito. Do you remember that bump he took on the ring apron where he just landed on his head? And I checked this, the ring apron is the hardest part of the ring. So that guy is totally potty. So I think everyone should be pretty damn pumped about this. I know I'm pumped about this. And Kenny Omega didn't say that for fun. Kenny Omega said that because he wants to plant that seed in your head. He wants to break the fourth wall. He wants you to know before anybody else knows that Okada and Ibushi are coming into the company. And I don't think that AEW is the type that would tease you and then pull a fast one, because then I think you would be upset. And after what we did at Anarchy in the Arena, I picked the Elite to win because I thought Hangman and Omega needed their moment, which we did get. It was so damn emotional. It was so damn good. But I thought getting the win, they could kind of then splinter off after doing away with the BCC to go after singles titles. But now the feud must continue. And when the feud must continue, we must have a little bit more fun and we must bring people in from the outside. So yeah, if you are an Ibushi fan, if you are an Okada fan, if you are a New Japan fan, and maybe you haven't been watching AEW recently, this is when the fishing rod comes in and they reel you back in. So I tell you, the next 2 months are going to be absolute fire. We're going to have this. CM Punk is going to come back. We were talking to people on the streets of Las Vegas yesterday about CM Punk. And I would say, as you probably expect, it's 50-50. Some people want it back. Some people are not so sure. Some people think he's good for business. Some people want to see it play out and hope there's no more backstage drama. But I want AEW to do well. I want the buzz to get back to where it was. I want them to sell out buildings. I want them to sell as many pay-per-views as possible. And I want them to be able to feature as many wrestlers as we actually can. Same with WWE, Ring of Honor, Impact, New Japan that we've talked about. I just want wrestling to do well. And when you get these kind of crossovers and we can cross-pollinate the streams, even though the Ghostbusters told us not to do it, I, for one, get warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. Now, again, there's some comments down there. Make sure you let me know what you think. Do you want a Bushi? Do you want a Okada? Maybe you do not. Don't forget, you can check out what Kenny Omega said. Phil, the smart man that he was, got his camera out and he recorded straight after Double or Nothing. You could also come say hey at What Culture WWE and Simon at 316 on social media. And we have a website, whatculture.com. All the latest news. So as soon as we know about a Bushi and Okada, you will know about a Bushi and Okada. This is my last video from Vegas, so I want to thank you. I wouldn't be here without the support. Thank you for all the craziness at Double or Nothing ups and downs yesterday, which you can always check out on the channel. I'll now look forlorn off into the distance as if this is some kind of a moment. It's not. Just a man about to go home. Simon Miller, signing out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.